And I think that sometimes in the church, we got to realize that we cannot do this in and of our own wills. We can't do it. Because our thoughts are not his thoughts. Our ways are not his ways. And we got to understand that what he was telling the disciples and what he's saying to us is that you got to begin to allow me to put in you. Let me put in you before you start to run. And some of us are running after ambition. This is why Jesus said to them, he said, y'all wait. Wait on the promise. You know why he had to say wait? Because some of them probably heard a prophecy and started moving. Let me just go. Let me just go out here. Let me just see if this is how you do it. And God, Jesus was telling them, wait. You can't do this without me giving you what you need. I want to talk to you tonight about reconnecting. Reconnecting. Allowing God to be your source. Reconnecting. Allowing God to be your source. Because many of us have heard a word from God. This is what God wants us to do. He spoke to us in the cool of the day. He told us, this is what we're going to become. This is who we're going to marry. This is where we're going to do. We're going to have this kind of business. We're going to have children. We're going to do. He spoke to you. But don't you know you cannot get where God wants you to go unless you begin to see yourself the way God allows you to see him. And the problem we have in the church is some of us are in and out. That's why he told the disciples, he said, listen, boys, I know what I told you would have excited your spirit, but your spirit, your source, the way you see it, how you think it's going to happen, how you think you can handle yourself is not going to be enough. So y'all just sit down and wait. Wait until you are endowed with power. Because when you get this power, see, they weren't talking about going to the uttermost parts of the earth. They were talking about where they was at, in Jerusalem, the cities they knew about. But when God gives you what he's going to give you, he's going to send you into the nations of the world. So you got to wait until you've been endowed with power. You got to wait. And most of us, the Holy Spirit is in us, but we have not allowed our will to totally submit to his will, to cause him to do and lead us where he wants us to go. Reconnecting from the world to God, allowing God to be our source. How many of you want God to be your source? If you want God to be your source, I'm telling you, nothing will be able to stop you. If God is your source, you don't look at financial trouble. You don't look at things. Why? Because as I told you on Sunday, that when the kingdom of God is inside you, don't you know the kingdom is unshakable? It cannot be moved by anything. And when that kingdom, when the king is in the kingdom, in your life, no weapon formed against you can prosper. Are you here with me? Disciples, y'all wait. John baptized with water, but there's more to it. That's how some of us be talking sometimes. Pastor, I know about this. I've been in the church. God spoke to me. And then, you know, it's like, you got to understand that you got to be fully converted. It's not enough for you to know what to do. Many of you know what to do. You just ain't doing it. There's a reason. You know, it's easy to know what to do. God can speak that. If you read his word, we know. Go ye into the world. But who's doing it? Who's getting himself up to a place where God can manifest himself? That's the question. If I spoke to some of you, you'd tell me, I know this. But anytime somebody asks you something that you think you know is because they can't see it. And you get insulted because somebody asks you something and you think that they are insulting you because it's something you know. That means it's not obvious in your life. When it's obvious in your life, people don't ask. When you see the mailman with his bag carrying mail, you don't go up to him and say, "Are you the mailman for the day?" No, you recognize the truck. You recognize the package. And you say, "Oh, that's a mailman." But Christians, we got our life, God's life, only in our head. You got to take the life out. You got to manifest this. This is why the church is so far back in the dark ages. We say we believe in God, but we go right into the world system and put this big ox on our necks and walk in, pushing something new like the earth ain't the Lord's. You got to know whose side you on. You don't go in and out of this and say, "The Lord got to give me wisdom and all that." Wisdom say, "We're going to take over." Wisdom say, "Now is the time. We're not going to wait and keep playing pity pat and hear about all the crime and all of this." Whose side are you on? But some of us, we feel bad when people do that. "You didn't know that? I know about this now." Whatever you know and have not worked out, a lot of time is because knowledge gets stored into your mind for a long time and it gives you a false sense of you doing it when you have not reconnected the power. When the energy from what to apply that knowledge, you're still letting the world system tell you how to bring out kingdom things. When the power is still with the world, it short circuit the life of Christ. Don't mind you going to church. Don't mind you meeting with people. Don't mind you having life. Just don't become like Christ. He don't mind if we get it here and have anniversaries and worship, scholarships, all of this. Buy the building. Get 8 buildings. Go ahead. Just don't go out there and stop pushing Christ. But knowledge is like a wolf ticket that'll stay right there. I know. You know. You save. And over years, you get mad if somebody say, "Well, you don't do nothing no different on the job. You just like everybody else. When the heat come, you running like everybody too. You scared. You just hide it. You just as scared as we are. You're just as nervous as we are. You running and crying just like us." When will a redeemed say so? The Bible says a friend is made for adversity. There are people that's waiting on that for something to rise so that the true church can rise. Are y'all with me? Reconnecting. Allowing God to be your source. That's the main reason why Jesus stopped them boys and said, "Listen, y'all wait, man. I know you've been to school. I know you got a lot of experience. I know the people like you and you in politics. I know your business is doing, but wait now, because we ain't even..." See, sometimes you need somebody to know something that they don't even know. Jesus said, "Wait, man. Your zeal without knowing how to apply this. You don't know. You can't do this on your own. Some of you think you can just have a separate life." That's why I'm telling you, we are a family. We're going to finish. Some of you take it almost 3 years for y'all to realize that. Mentally, you say it in front of everybody, but you go on and these just your kids. Everybody's different. We got to become the same thing. When you don't think like that, you become a part of the distraction. You let all this carnal stuff stop you. You're not able to move forward. You know why, like I said, most people keep their knowledge and they think they're safe? Because the power's gone. That's why no miracles. They don't see people. There's people. Can you imagine a church sent to go into the world, go into the city, to save the city? In 3 years, nobody gets saved and the pastor think he's doing good? He can still be on it. knowing that 87 people came into his mega church, but 87 of those people came from another church across town. He had no way, but hey, we doing good. No losses getting saved. How many know we have to change that? Are you with me? Let me give you some things that stop you from connecting accurately. And y'all, this is reality. I see it all the time, and this is what stops you. Number one, most of you, your emotional stability is off. If you don't want to connect to God being your source, most of us, our emotions are connected to the wrong thing. Connect to the wrong people, the wrong thing. If somebody says something, it stirs you. If somebody do something, it stirs you. If something happened in the news, it gives your attention too much. Some of you give attention to stuff that ain't got nothing to do with the kingdom. Amen. You give wholehearted. You can read into an article. Some of you heard about the killing on Ashley Phosphate yesterday, but some of you would give more attention to that. You'll look into it. Ain't nothing wrong with reading it, but some of you focus over and over and over. Over natural stuff. Who cares about that? We're the reason that's still happening. Oh, did you hear that? Yeah, you heard there was a kid. That thing spread like wildfire. But why we can't get the gospel out like that? You don't spread that gospel like that. You won't call Betty and Sue and tell them about the gospel. But we'll spread something. Why? Because our emotions are tied to the wrong thing. Some of you don't know how to tell negative from constructive criticism. You'll come and say, you know, I'll take criticism. But as soon as somebody tell you something negative, your emotions are so messed up. You think they taking a knife and stabbing you. Just because it's negative. Because your emotions have been bought on people telling you you're doing something good all the time. You're always doing good. You never can reconnect like that. You don't even do that in the world system. They don't put you on a job on your first day and leave you there. Somebody walk with you. Only in the church, nobody can tell you nothing. You know everything. God speak to you, so everybody just go by God. No government in the church. Nobody can tell you anything. Why? Because your emotions are connected in the wrong way. When your emotions are healthy, you can take criticism. I told some of y'all, none of y'all were there when Pastor Lisa was there, but Dr. David, I told some of y'all, and I wasn't sleeping in there, but he called me out in front of everybody. I was like, man, don't do that. I mean, just in front of everybody. Brad, you need to go sleep. I heard you yawning. I'm like, I wasn't even yawning. You know what I did? One time, you know, I'm always saying amen. I did like this. Amen. But he heard it. But you know, people so spiritual. You know, they can pick up on everything. But I'm thinking, like, why you allowing me out in here? But how can my father hurt me like that? That ain't going to hurt me. It's only when I want to try to make it seem like I'm strong, because we got Isaac Radio. So I'm spiritual. See, if I'm leaning on that, yeah, then you'll be hurt. But if you in there getting with some people say, you know what, at least he's calling your name, because who God loves, he chastised. You worrying about what he said. It don't matter what he said. Jesus just called my name. When I hear your name, I'm running. But some of us, we couldn't do that. You couldn't do it. Because when you have your own reputation, it's always going to clash with God's reputation. You know why that happened, Janet? Because sometimes our emotions are connected negatively in the wrong way. If you married and your wife or your husband do something sometime, it just make a nerve go up. Because you got to change it. Just because she do that, you got to remember she human. He human. He's working. They're not perfect. So you got to work with them. You got to not let that get you all steamed up every single time. But see, when your emotions are negatively connected, that's what you'll do. You can't do that. Are you with me? Emotional stability is why people don't reconnect. You know, you're always sad over stuff that ain't got nothing to do with God. That's because what are you tying that self something? What that got to do with us going forward? These people, and they, you know, the dead Christians, you know what we do? We say, you know, people, you know, this just hurt my heart. That's going to happen. You know, it's just like this morning. These kids were in here worshiping, and the presence of God came strong. These children were crying all in here. Worship went for about an hour today. These kids were worshiping, and I mean, we felt it. It was like, I thought I was at victory the way it happened. The kids were worshiping, all of them, crying out before God. Those of y'all that was here, prayer went an hour. They was leading it, the children. Your heart, you know, you kind of want to cry a little bit. But then on the backside, I started working with that music. Well, why the presence here? Let's push it. Let's go. Let's take them out to the battlefield. Now they're in the presence. Let's push them a little bit more. But some of you would have stayed right there at Bethel. Oh, the little children are worshiping. We got to go beyond that. Yeah, we know it touch our heart, but we need soldiers. We're excited, and we're going to do that. I mean, it moves your heart when you see it. We'll take anything. But you got to remember, some of you'll camp out. Why? Because your emotions. When your emotions are unstable, anytime something happens, it can always throw you off. You got to worry because, oh, Hosanna, Hosanna, crucify. They happy today and depressed the next day. So you have to find out who's going to show up. Why? Because your emotions are not based off of spiritual things. Are you with me? Realign your emotions. Spiritual things come first. Spiritual, 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 not just natural. If you focus on natural, y'all, these things going to get you. Some of you say, well, you know, my mama died. What am I going to do? You ain't going to stop. Some of you say, I don't know what I'm going to do. That's my heart. You hear the people say in prison again, my daughter, that's my heart. And you ain't doing nothing when you was out there. What am I saying? You got to make sure that God is connecting. Your affection is for him first. I remember one time, my closest mentor, Eric Waller, he was 31 years old. He died in the Bible-believing church. He was my mentor. He was serving Pastor Gould before I got there. He was teaching in the school. And he would call me every morning. And he died. Pastor Gould was in Africa. He came back for the funeral. I was waiting. Because, you know, I want to see. Well, no, I take that back. He was supposed to go to Africa. He had to cancel. So we didn't go. And Eric died in the gym playing basketball. And they tried to raise him from the dead in front of everybody. It didn't happen. So you know me. I want to see Pastor Gould, why he ain't got up. What's up? You got the power, all these people here. I'm just thinking, that's naiveness, but that's how I was thinking. So I go in the back because it jolted me. I mean, it's my best buddy. He's training me. You know, I mean, this is all I got. He's giving me everything. And he's talking and stuff. A week before he died, we was out. He was trying to try out for the Panthers, and we was on the field and everything. So that's the closest person died to me. And I thought, I didn't know how Pastor Gould was going to take it. So we're in the office. And I said, Pastor Gould, I know that Eric dying had to shake you. He said, shake is a powerful word. Oh, he didn't shake me. And he started to talk to me. How you know, and it's every word he said started to build me. That's why it's so good to have an instructor. Somebody can tell you in times like that. Because see, you can go haywire. Yeah. When people ain't there and you just go, he said, no, we'll go at the funeral and build. We'll have some emotional setbacks, but we'll rise. And that's exactly how his posture was. And that's what molded me to think like that. Just poised like, yeah, you may cry and stuff. I said, well, I cried. But just being around him, I didn't feel like crying. Because it's like you got to rise. You got to be strong. Not faking it. Yeah. But your spirit rise.
Yeah.
Mama lived a good life. She in heaven. We will rise. The work must go on. But see, if you're not emotional stable, you will go act like somebody in the world. We worrying about you starting to drink again. We worrying because we don't know. Because why? Because your emotions are unstable. You got worldly people around you. You got all Job friends around you. In a time like that, nobody's speaking to your spirit. You know, when you throw a pity party, you like natural people. Because spiritual people ain't going to do that. Like, come on, man, get over that. You don't want to hear that. You want somebody to lick them wounds.
Yeah. My Lord.
And tell you it's going to be all over in the morning. You want somebody to come to you and tell you, you know, weeping is endured for a night. You want me to preach that the night you're going through and joy? No, it ain't going to work like that. It's not going to work like that. Why? Because sometimes we need people to look at us straight and say, you can't stop. Yeah. Destiny. Those are the times people push you through.
Yeah.
You'll appreciate it later.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Unstable emotions will never cause you to begin to reconnect. Because something will always be pulling on you. What people say, your emotions are messed up. Who's in your circle? These people can say stuff and you turn, you react to them. Sometimes you don't even need to talk to people. When people get mad, that's like somebody giving you the birdie in the car next door. I mean, you ain't going to see them. It's almost comical. When they mad because you might be texting or doing something and then they mad and blowing at you, you ain't going to see them no more. But some of you, you'll get mad at them. What they got to do with me, man? You ain't going to see them. You don't even know these people, man. Why? Emotions. Your children do things. You holding it against them. Emotional stability is not there. You got to realize, you know one way you kill emotional stability in every form? Know people by the Spirit. Don't even want to know the other stuff. When you see somebody getting into it, if Keisha's sitting up here and you walk up in the parking lot and her husband and her, and you can hear like, she's trying to be quiet because you come by. You don't even want to hear what happened. If I can't help you, I ain't going to hinder you. I ain't getting into your business. I ain't even going to think. See, some of y'all think about people. I talk to some of y'all. Y'all done planned people's life out for them. That means you a busybody. You can't tell people what to do. You're not in their life. Some of you say, well, she should do this. I don't know why. Well, you don't know the timing of God. It's a lot entailed in that. You just can't go in people's life and tell them. You got, you know, a mature person, let people work stuff out on their own. That's why you can't come to my office and I just give you everything. I got to know what God is doing in you. Otherwise, you're just a robot.
That's it. That's walking, Pastor.
But some of you can plan other people's life out.
Yeah.
Because you don't have a life. When you give up your spiritual journey, you can always plan and go into the business of natural planning for people. Because you can't do both. It's too much going on. I can't go sit with a pastor for 2 weeks and just be talking to him about nothing. It's too much going on. That's what make you get straight when you talk to people. Okay, bottom line, what's up?
Yeah.
Bottom line, let me have it.
Yeah.
Cause you going all, you know, and some of y'all always wait till you under pressure to get like that. When you should be like that off the back. When you press for time or something like that, then you do that. You get all like that. Girl, get in this car now. Let's go. We got to go. But that's how you ought to be in your spirit at the beginning, driving toward God. Be nice about it. But you ought to be saying, come on, if people know you like that, you don't have to worry about that. But some of you play one role because your emotions, then the next day you're like this, and then the next day you're like this, then you want to be roaring like a lion, then the next day you want to be sweet, then you want to love. I mean, you can't do that. You got to come in and be who you are. Sometimes you can help that by not being around certain people. If you know you're having a challenge with them, you don't do that. I know for me, I love my biological family, heathens or not. But I can't be around them, man. Not for a long period of time because my heart just sink. I don't be wanting to minister because you just love them. So over the years, I get stronger. I go in and I come out. I go in and I come out because Brad will get softy because I love him too much. You don't be wanting to go to your auntie and say devils are in you and stuff. You'd be like, auntie, just come hear me preach. Because then I could just be, but man, just sitting out and then I'm eating your macaroni and stuff. You know, it's like, it's hard. It's like it's pulling you, man, you know. So you got to strategize that thing. Because your emotions will go up. So what you got to say, I got to have set times I'm going to go. When I get over there, I want to see them in certain times.
Right.
You know what I would do sometime? I would see my aunt sometime, and I see her on the road, and I'll flag her down. Because going to her house, psyche. So I pull over on the side of the road and just talk to her there. Be a lot different individually. Out of the setting. Until I got stronger. Because some of y'all identity of what they know you of, Jacob, you ain't turned to Israel yet with them. So you can't go around them and just be all casual because they're not going to take it. But some of you still do that. Yeah, they know me. You think they know you. They don't know you because if they know you, they would speak a certain way. Are you with me? Emotional stability. And how many know that has a lot to do with your will? Standing up, being strong. After a while, they'll know where you're going to go at. But you got to be strong. Some of y'all don't bend. You let it ride with certain people and other people you don't. You got to change that. Are you with me?
Amen.
Another thing that keeps people from reconnecting is an unrenewed mind. That means when things are clashing, you don't change. Let me tell y'all what clashing is. That means you hear the word of the Lord, but you still do it your way. That's clashing. Clashing don't have to be verbal. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Clashing is anything that's not moving forward. Sometimes you can clash because your mind, you just don't know. You don't know. I use for example with Dr. David. I was sitting on the road. If I knew that, do you think I would have done that? No. I would have hold that yarn or did one of them. But you couldn't do that. So an unrenewed mind, a lack of knowledge will always cause you. It'll stop you from reconnecting. That's why you got to always be renewing your mind. Some of you will tell me something like, well, I didn't know, Pastor. Well, you don't know. Last year you should have known that. But your posture wasn't that. That was on that CD. But you don't buy CDs. You don't get them. So now you're going to say that's your excuse. That's not your excuse. It's in there. You weren't here when that was spoken. You wasn't with us. See, an unrenewed mind. Why? Because that renewed mind will be telling you, I need to be here every time. I need to make sure I'm building. I need to make sure that the word is building inside me. When that's not happening, something's going to go lacking. An unrenewed mind will never cause you because if your mind keep thinking the way we thinking, we think the world system. more than what we think. You have to purposely connect to God. You go to work, but your heart is in God. You become a fisher of men more so that's productive and pushing. More so than just sitting there waiting on that check. Counting it an opportunity. Oh, this is an honor to be here. I found my calling. Christians talking like that. Working for somebody else's job. Paying their kids tuition. We know we got to work, but you can't let that. You got to know God is your source. Are you with me? An unrenewed mind. The third thing I wrote down that stops people from reconnecting is selfish people. You just think about yourself too much. Everything you do, think about it. What goes back to you? How you benefit. This is how you like it. I don't want that. Anytime you say I, oh my goodness, if I told you, some of you are so unconscious of it. I don't see it like that. Well, I thought you were dead. Dead people don't say I. You're dead. You're coming asking God to give you benefits of dead people. You can't collect the insurance if you ain't dead. But some of us, we got that demonic resurrection that keeps our life. It's like we go back on the cross and come off. How many know you got to change that? Look here, do this for yourself. Look at your life and say, what all is selfish, man? What do I do for other people daily? I'm not talking about your personal time where you recoup, as long as it ain't all day, every day. But I'm talking about, what do you do for other people? What do you do for your kids? What do you do for your spouse? What do you do for other people in your life? Or has everything got to be your way? Well, I don't like that. Well, it's two of y'all now. Yeah. I mean, it's not just you. You just can't bogart. Selfish people never reconnect. And you have to evaluate yourself, because many of us, the reason why it's so hard to adjust to the kingdom and also to marriage is because we had selfish lives. Amen. We just think about ourselves. Nobody else. We don't think about the person. Just think about it. The man just got shot Youngblood was his name. I read the article just now. What's his name? Maurice Youngblood. Andy, you always know that stuff, boo. You do? Oh, because he's off of Adams Run, right? Yeah, so he knew him. So, but I mean, what about his family today? We up in here. Do we have a right to just sitting here knowing that we are part of why that murder spirit is in the city? How many of you carried that burden? Or you just, oh man, these boys crazy out here. The blacks, you know, these black boys seem like ain't nothing. That's what they want to talk about. There's something we can do. But if you're selfish, you're just trying to get out that traffic. You ain't interested in that. I'm out. Never mind, somebody got to go tell his mama for the first time your son is dead. Never mind, let me give 5 minutes and pray for this person. Whether they've been in drugs, he had a rap sheet and all that, but that don't matter. Pain is pain. The mama ain't did that. So she's about to go get lunch back. How many children she got like that? Did she lose one or two? But we can come to church, just sitting here, and worry about what time it is. It's late. We ready to go. We tired. Why? Because we selfish. You never can reconnect for God being your source when you're selfish. It'll shortchange everything God's trying to do. Because anytime you point back to you, you shortchange the power of Christ in your life. Because God don't give nothing to you for you. You can benefit from it, but it's not for you. Your anointing, the grace, is not for you. But some of us, we regulate it on the inside. We'll turn it on and off. Why? Because in our engine room, our moods take us, our attitudes, the way we feel. All these are selfish cousins. And we say, Lord, we want you. We want you. But you don't have that. Are you with me? So make sure that you don't allow these things to corrupt you. You got to purposely go. Because I can't tell you, right here, that's the main thing. You can't come and think you know how this is going to happen. Because even I don't know. I just got to trust God. We know God is doing it. He gives the blueprint. But how? God has to orchestrate this thing. We have to trust him. But how many of you think like that? Or do you allow your unrenewed mind? You go home, don't read the word. All you can say is, I work today. Y'all, we got to stop playing games with God. Come home and say, we too tired. I can tell y'all 20 times when things got worse and you still push. Some of y'all was sick as a dog and still would go to work. I ain't got the time. That's all you need to hear. I ain't got the time to be out. And you'll push yourself. Your mind will go to another mode. But when it come to God, the Lord will know. He know. He know my heart. That's why that doctrine is. Just don't say that no more to me. He my heart. What are you doing? You have to outward work that. You going to go tell young blood, mama, it's in my heart. We got to manifest some things. Work it out. Don't you know that? When you outward work something, it proves to other people around you. You don't do it for them, but it proves to them that you found the source to allow God to flow. When it's not outward working and it's just in your head with a lot of talk, it does not prove. Because the only way you get the source connected is, guess what? You got to do it yourself.
Amen.
You can hear me talk about it. Somebody else can prophesy it to you. But the only way you're going to get it, the source connected, is you got to go do it. Somebody can tell you where to go. They can tell you how to do it. But you got to pay your own dues. And most of us, we shun dues because our knowledge, we know. Listen, the Bible says this. Listen now. You tell the tree from the fruit that it bears. So nobody should have to talk. Nobody. You just look. Where's the fruit? You say you're connected. Where's the fruit? You say that you're more like Christ. Where's the long suffering? Where's the patience? Where's the love flowing more? You can't fool me with gifts. You can't fool people who really know God. You got to have this stuff. Where's the nature of Christ? You say you're a battle warrior. Why, when trouble comes, you shun back and you're still in this stage of trying to push it down in you so nobody can see it, as though nobody can tell. You got to let this thing flow. Let the river flow. You ain't going to be I better not say nothing. People still can see. The spirit world can still see. That's why I'm telling you, we have to stop that. You tell the tree from the fruit. Some of us have been in places for years and ain't nothing changed because we're not bearing fruit. You, me, and the whoever. We're going to take the nations of the world. Some of y'all see the last 3 years, everything we've been doing been progressing. I'm telling you, 2012, it's going to be a rocket. Just take off. But how many of you will say, man, I'm going to part of that. I'm not going to get left, and it ain't just getting on a van singing songs on the way to the crusade. What are you bringing? What kind of stature? Can pastor have some arrows to take where he's going to the front line so when they stop him, he can take his quiver out and say, well, you can stop me, but try this. Since you just had to deal with me, now I got 12 arrows. I'm shooting in the same place. Now we're going to take every domain. But how many of that will happen? You ain't going to do that because you're loyal only. You got to be loyal to me, but you got to connect to the God of me. That same God will allow the manifestations of what you see in me and you. And what other people see in you can come to them. And it just duplicates. Other than that, it won't happen. Are you with me? Let me give you three things that you got to do if you're going to reconnect. Number one, as we said, you got to become kingdom-minded. Come under authority. Kingdom-minded. Come under authority. Under government, I should say. Spiritual things got to be first. Spiritual things. Most of us, we got to make sure. What do you do when you go home? Spiritual things. Is the word on? I mean, I ain't saying all day. But you got to listen to the word. You got to build your spirit. You got to let God begin to do this. Most of you don't do that. You go home and you get carnal, natural. Yeah, let's just go through the day. Let's just go through the day and, yeah, let's just deal with the problems. You got to mount up. Renew your mind. Change it. You know, practice that. Shifting your mindset. Practice it. Shifting. I ain't going to think like this today, Keon. I'm going to change it. I used to do this. I used to let that comment hurt me, but this time I'm going to battle that thing. I ain't going to let that comment go like that. She said that to me. You know, sometimes you get it. I know for me, it helps me. You know, when you got a little, okay, I'll take that from them because I'm the bigger person. And if you're a man, that's how you ought to be thinking anyway. She can go crazy, but you can't. You got to keep everything abreast. So you can't, you don't have the luxury of letting people see you. These guys, I don't know why I'm talking about prison. I got to go back now. But then, boy, they just think they can go off and like, oh, Johnny, he's mad now. That don't mean nothing. Oh, what is he going to do now? He's going to get frustrated. He's going to get mad. That don't mean nothing. She should never have to worry about you going crazy, throwing stuff and all that. And, you know, I'm tired of this. When I come home every day and I can't get nothing. I can't get, you know, it's like, come on, man. You're not no little boy going through that. You're a boy. You don't have the luxury of doing that. You shouldn't have got married if you did that. You don't do that. You don't have, that's over with. Why? You a man. That means you can growl, but leave it at that. We used to have a friend that used to growl. Remember that, Eric? He'd get mad at you and go, But you just can't go like that. Why? Reconnect. Renew your mind. Get kingdom-minded. Come under government. When you come under government, you say, you know what? The government is here to hold things together when things don't go right. So your purpose, man of God, is so that when God is not there, you bring the government of God. So you know what? Let me give you another little philosophy to do when you go home every day. You build the government throughout the house. You build it. That's your job. When you go to every room, when you lay down with your children, you're building government. When you talk to your spouse and she's acting a little crazy, you're laying down government. You're letting her know, guess what? We can deal with this. When you go in the kitchen and regulate stuff the way you want. See, you do that every day, and eventually the government that's in you will be in your house. So when hell come forth, you don't have to sit there and say, well, what am I doing? What am I supposed to do? We don't know. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to ask for me in my house. We're going to serve the Lord. We're going to see God go through. We're not going to whimper back. But if you're not kingdom-minded, you go home and you want to be a typical Cosby Show American family. No spirituality. Come home. Open the refrigerator. You can go and get, you know, back in the day, you couldn't get soda and juice until dinner. These kids now going, they're getting juice. You couldn't. And then when you got orange juice, you couldn't get no full cup. You remember? You only get a little bit of orange juice. These kids now don't. I see Big Eye the other day, one of them big cans of Arizona. It's just different now. You used to get a soda back in the day. Your daddy ain't never give you the whole soda. You got half of that. If you got the whole can, you was on the top, man. But I'm just saying, nowadays, we don't think like that. You got to go in. Man, I got to get this woman together. I know you're married, and it's easy to say we should, but it don't work like that. If you don't put it in there and walk day by day, it ain't going to happen. You sit there and say, she's supposed to. And oh no, you got to train up. And men, when you think you training her, she training you too. And you're working what? The government out in the house. No, we ain't going to do this. We ain't going to stand for this. I remember one time we was in Charlotte, and you probably don't remember this, Lisa, but we was something. I don't know which child. One of them got sick. And Michaela and all this thing and all this. She had all these rashes and all this stuff. I didn't go into the hospital and all this. But she started to entertain it. With the medicine, I said, listen, we're going to have 5 children. Healing is the children's bread. Because I can't go through all of this. I can't go to MUSC, and I ain't doing all that. So right now, we're going to go ahead and do healing. And I stated and meant it. Kids breakthrough. But see, some of us, you won't do that. You got to lay down the government. And it ain't going to happen if you don't do it. You can't do it if you coming home and don't do it. If you come home and just be natural, sometimes you have to come and turn that TV off. Let's get together. Let's talk. What's going on? That sounds cruel, don't it? But if you don't do that, how is the order going to be there? Some of us, we say we different, but we ain't doing nothing different. Kingdom-minded. Kingdom. That's why we got to camp with these kids and they pouring out. It's going to get better. You don't take your children home and treat them natural and think they're going to be spiritual giants. Yeah, right. It don't work like that. You're just going to be hoodwinked. Yeah, right. That's right. My God. My God. I was telling Pastor Lisa last night, we were coming back from downtown. I said this, we're going to teach the kids all of the domains and tell them how to go in them. So they don't lose their purpose chasing after careers. Oh, I'm a business person, but they don't know how to go and be a business. They don't know all the spirits, and they got to be taught how to be rooted in Christ, how to go out and do that. But we can't just teach them, oh, they going to college. But where they going? I don't know about you, but I ain't doing all of this for these kids for them to go and go somewhere else. I want them to build what we building. They can go into another connection, a network that we're doing over there. But I don't want all everybody to leave because we ain't finished the work. Right. But some of you, you're so career-oriented. Oh, well, Los Angeles. Oh, they're going to college here. They're going here. They're going. And you planting that in them. Some of these kids can take over the church at 18.
That's it.
Because they're getting more than what we had. But some of you are so natural, oh, college, let them go off and exposing them. You want to be a lawyer, and you're doing the same thing the world doing, confusing their spirit, teaching them purpose, but leading them in the way of the world. No, we have to say, stop this. We don't know what you're going to do. We'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to preach the gospel. You're going to do it. You might be a lawyer, but you're going to preach the gospel. You're going to share the gospel in that domain. Let daddy show you how to do it. Let mommy show you. Let the church, let pastor show you. We're going to show you how to go into the world and take over a domain and bring the stuff back to the house of God. But some of you, you'll say that and still go on the natural way. Still just be natural. Y'all, this was fun. They get to go to a black school. This, man, we got to stop doing this. If you train them, why? Because you're kingdom-minded. When you're kingdom-minded, you think like that. How's the kingdom? I want the kingdom in my house. How much of you are practicing that? How much of you that's been with me for 3 years, praying tongues, 20, 30 minutes a day? Are you in and out? There's no way you could be kingdom-minded and go a whole day without praying. There's just no way. Because what are you doing? Who are you talking to? Who are you connected to? You're just kind of going through the natural. You know what happens? The world starts talking to your environment. Robs off because you feel good. See, you're looking at the external. You look good. You smell good. You feel like, oh, I dress. You got two pages on the side. One for the business, and you got this, and you go, I mean, cell phone, pages nobody used. But you got all this stuff going on. But where's Christ? Where are you kingdom-minded? You can stop what you do right now. If Christ, the nature of him forming you to a certain degree, guess what, y'all? Everybody will know you belong to God. They didn't say Peter and John. They must have been with Jesus because of their credentials. It was because of their character. Kingdom-minded will cause you to begin to say, boom. You know what kingdom-minded, you know why you will reconnect your power source? You will reconnect. You know why? Because when you kingdom-minded, you will see the world crumbling more. You'll see it like, oh, I can't trust in that. You keep praying and something will say, I got to start changing. See, if you ain't kingdom-minded, you ain't going to reconnect. You ain't going to say, I better stop. Look here, you recognize yourself. I'm leaning on this world system too much. You don't need nobody to tell you that. You know that. I need to get out of Dodge before this boat sink. And you start to pull away. But when you're not kingdom-minded, you don't think like that. Are you with me? Another thing. If we're going to reconnect, we got to become one. The Bible says, upon this rock, I will build my church. Or I will build the church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. It, the, that's singular. So all that we see, he didn't say, upon this rock, I'm going to build my churches. All the churches around, you know, they're going to make it in. No. There's one agenda that God called the church to do. And you got to make sure that you're becoming one. That's your responsibility. That's why, Leroy, when you look, you got to keep growing. You got to keep digging in. It's your responsibility to grow, to become one. That's why when it comes to how we think about our children, it's your job to ask, Pastor, what are we doing about this? How should we do this? Ask your brothers and sisters. You know, I see you doing this with your child. Is this the right way to do it, to line them up? Why? Because we're becoming of one mind. Some of y'all still don't do that. You so isolated, man, you cause division in the church. Because you fight becoming one. We can serve God, but you can't do no work for God unless we become one. Think about it. What military go out? There's one commander. When they even march, everybody doing the same thing. You cannot win a battle like that. Only in the church, everybody know God in all these different compartments. Yeah, but the Lord don't speak to me like that. I mean, where you coming off with all this? The Lord don't do it like that with me. Well, how you know he ain't going to change this time? Upon this rock, I'm going to build a church. That one church. That means out of the womb of what we call church, you're going to see people begin to merge. Why? Because these are the people that's becoming kingdom-minded. These are the people that's saying, you know what? If I become one, I can reconnect. You're not going to reconnect unless you become one. Because some of you think it's all kind of different ways. How many know we come from different walks of life? We're not going to deny that. Some of us have struggles of coming out of stuff and building coming out. But the way is the way. That's why in this house, I want y'all to have the spirit of truth. There's no one person that knows everything. I don't care how long you've been here. The spirit of truth is the boss. So you got to realize that we all got to become one. If we don't become one, you'll never see the true church begin to rise. Are you with me? I'm telling you, God wants us to begin to build, reconnect, simply because we become one. And you got to practice that in your house. How can your children become one? How could your spouse? You got to talk. Are you setting the ground rules for how we're going to do stuff? We all can work on that. You know, hey, let's do it like this. Let's talk about this. Let's do that. It ain't going to be every time. But, you know, believe it or not, we all are married. We're married into the same thing. So let's talk before we go out here and present something to the world. That's why we're here. We can't go out there and you go off in the crusade and go, I'm saying talk for 10 minutes. You're talking for an hour and you think the power of God is moving. No, that's you. You don't even follow government. You just got everybody killed. And you're thinking God is in it because you're looking at the effect of the person. Remember what we talked on last week? Jesus saw all the needs of the people and he retreated to go pray. You can't never let people needs govern or confirm what God is telling you to do in that season. You never let people needs. Some of you come back and the first thing you say is the people. Yeah, there's a good indication there, but not all the time when it comes to individual needs. What God speaks, I say, based off what, because I mean, no, people can choose not to want it. Do you think only those people heard the broadcast in Colombia? Thousands of people heard that. Thousands of people that hit their spirit. But God needs some people who say, you know what? The gospel has been so out of whack so long that I need strong people that will go sound the alarm. And don't have to look for results because I still am a seed time and harvest God. Yeah. I still got to work progression. I still got to build. But guess what? Because I ain't had nobody to come plant and somebody else water. It's not been progressive. I need the hard soldiers. In other words, I need the soldiers to go now. That's why you got to have an elite group. They call it, we call that thing when they police, when they go in them certain type of police. The movie, SWAT, you know, SWAT go in specifically for certain things. You don't call no regular police, donut eating police for no drug lord stuff, because they ain't going to do it. I remember we was coming down Rivers Avenue a few years ago. God is my witness. One of the police was chasing after a guy and got tired. He couldn't catch him. The guy ran into Chick-fil-A. He couldn't catch him. He grabbed him, and all these cars, we're just looking at him. The guy just tossed him off, and the dude just fall with all his cane, fall down. When they finally, I mean, it was just like, what you going to do? I ain't going to help you with that. He just running. The guy running, and the police just sitting. They had to let him go. They finally caught him on the other side. I heard the police say, you need to stop smoking. He was telling him that because he knew he wasn't in condition. You don't call that kind of people. You need soldiers. That wasn't no serious, I'm going to get him. You send people like that to get Bin Laden, man, we'll never have them. Can't run, can't do nothing. You need people that's fit, ready to go. They're trained for that. But you got to be able to take something too.
Yeah.
Verbal altercations, people spitting on you and all kind of stuff. But see, some of us, we ain't want that. We want God to just rose it down because we prayed last night. Battle warriors don't do that. Are you with me? If we become of one mind, you know what happens? When stuff don't go right, we got each other. Covenant. We're strong with each other. We can cry together, laugh together, go together. But some of you, you're not of one mind. We never can connect like that because some of you still think about you. You ain't thinking about nobody else. Now, I'm talking about your actions. You ain't trying to connect. You just want to talk. You ain't doing nothing. Don't want to build. How many know we got to change that? Let me give you the last thing here that I wrote down. You got to focus on the assignment of the season. If you're going to reconnect, you got to focus on the assignment of that season. Because the assignment God has given you has more to do with how you're going to get to your destiny. Right now. Like whatever he tells you to do right now is how he's going to get you there. And see, some of us, we neglect the focus on it because we got all these other things. God didn't tell you to do that. He told you to do this. David had to be sold out on tending sheep before he became the king. He couldn't have no little birdie in his stomach. One day I'm going to be the king. One day I'm going to be. You ain't ready yet. Focus. This is it. See, when I was with Pastor Gould, it was like this right here in my heart. I can die doing this. I ain't got nothing else. This is it. Until then, God won't even speak to you. You'll always have man's agenda for what you think. Because on the inside, you haven't fully died of your own ambition. And it doesn't matter if God called you to something. Because I knew I was called to preach, but guess what? You still lose it. You lose it. I wasn't worrying about preaching. People say, you've been in that church, he ever asked you to preach? You don't think like that. This ain't about you. I'm serving this stick the way this man wanted. You can't serve and be thinking about your agenda too. You can't have a little secret agenda. What do you do with people who hold secrets? You get rid of them because that becomes the ammunition for the enemy. When he comes to attack, he got his own. See, the devil can play with your ambition when you're supposed to be fully vested. If you're still holding it when you're supposed to be letting it go. Like we go into the nations of the world. And Kelvin come up to me and he say, Pastor, here we are going into China and Europe. Changing, seeing sons and daughters rise up. And he come to me and say, Pastor, the Lord told me that I'm going to record an album. That sound good, don't it? Like it's personal because now we got money and maybe something is happening. The Lord said, I'm going to record an album and help everything and go like this. Be like, man, why has God to deal with you? That ain't God. It's called ambition. And it's very strong. It's very strong. The way you kill ambition is line it up to corporate government. Because anything God does, it has only to do with you is you. Because there's no I in team. You're going to have your own thing going. It ain't God. Focus on your assignment. That's why, listen. Let's give you an example. My assignment, going to the nation. What keeps me up tonight? What keeps me? I got to find a way. $300,000 to go on the television. Oh, I'm going to work something. We're going to keep going at it. We're going to keep trying something. We're going to keep. So that keeps you up. Why? Because God has equipped you. But I can't be thinking like that. I can't think like, go back to natural way of thinking. Let's get a building. Let's do these natural things only. Let's don't reach what he said to do. For you, it's the same way. You got to let go of everything that you think you ought to have. And that means if, Eric, if the Lord tell you there's no more beck and call, it's called beck and impact. God said just merge the whole company. You can do it. If God says squeeze that, don't do that right now. Stop doing that. Move that. Shift this. Add this. You do it. Why? Because you're dead. But if you're not focused on the assignment, you ain't going to do that. You're going to have all these things talking to you. When you got a lot of things talking to you, when God speaks, you are just as confused. It's not clear to you because you got all these voices. The next voice will come to you is how. Because why? You're trying to hold both of them. It's clear to the person telling you. But to you, because you've already attached yourself to all these negative things that have nothing to do with God. Because think about it. If Jesus is coming back tomorrow, what is it going to do? What do we got to lose? What's the only thing we can leave on this earth, Eric? It's legacy to these children. When we lay up in that coffin, or if Jesus don't come back, Keisha, the only thing we can leave, Andy, is my dad was a man of God. My mama was a woman of God, and they will strike the rock and say, where is the God of my mother? That's all you can do for them. The money you leave for them is going to run out. The things you're going to leave for them is not going to put them over the hump. So why are we taking our mind and building on other stuff. You got to be careful that the cares of this world don't heap into your heart. And all you think about is how you can get over. You. Some of you have good ideas, but it's still ambition. Big difference between ambition and vision. I don't know what else you would want if we going and changing people's lives the way we want to do. This ought to burn out all the ambition, because if you want something else, you want something for you. Some of you will still come and say, the Lord said to me that I'm supposed to start a food bank. All this we doing and you looking for a food bank. That's because you got ambition. You watching something, seeing something. Blowing your horn too much. People talking to you the negative way. People who ain't even got no destiny. That's why the Bible says in Hebrews, follow them who with faith and patience inherited the things of God. Don't follow people. You got to watch where they're going. You don't follow people who are not inheriting what you're trying to bring in. I'm not talking about just money. I'm talking about spiritual things. If they didn't know how to bring these things down, you can't just follow these people. Some of us, we listen to them. You got to know how to put things in perspective. Why? Because you focus on what's the assignment. That's what Jesus was trying to do to the disciples. Y'all wait. Because y'all about to go out here and mess this whole thing up. Over your ambition, just because you was a fisher and you got a little zeal, now you're going to run out here and think you could just go. No government, no nothing. Wait till you be endowed with power. Yeah. Let me put the software inside of you. Yeah. Because if you don't have the software, no matter how hard you try to please me, God is saying you can't do it. That's why you got a lot of Christians talking about this doctrine of in the heart. It's in my heart. Though I can backstab the pastor, he's in my heart. Have you ever heard people say that? They say something like, yeah, I love him, but. It's like somebody tell you they love you. Well, why you break up? If you loved him and it's unconditional, then why you separate? Something not there. There was no God love. You said that, but how many of we all didn't use words and thought it was strong? If everybody married the first person they thought they was in love with, what? We all be messed up. Because I know some of y'all be on that phone, you know, I love you. I ain't never done that, though. No, I'm just playing, maybe a few times. Anthony, what you laughing at? Are you doing that? Don't go there. You know, but I'm just saying, we all use words that are not that strong, that's more powerful. And we don't know what it is. So what do? You focus on the assignment. Let me ask y'all this, right in our closing. What is God telling you to do right now? What is he speaking to you? What's your assignment that you got to be faithful in? Die to what you think God wants you to do. And focus on that assignment, because that assignment is your way of promotion. Being faithful, David, with the sheep. Dying to anything. You think David, as spiritual as he was, he didn't know anything? But he had to die to that. In other words, if it never happened, Lord, I'll do this because I know this is what you're telling me to do. And out of that, God will begin to mold you. So many times we don't do that. That's how you reconnect. You're going to reconnect because you begin to do that. Focus on the assignment. You know, when you focus on your assignment for now, you can change things that you can use in the next assignment, but not now. You can get rid of things that you used to use, like friends. You was all right a few weeks ago, but now you can't work because I'm going up. Are you with me? People, things, places, you can't do it like that. So remember that, reconnecting, allowing God to be your source. That's what you're going to have to do. Focus. If your marriage is kind of challenged, man, build it up. You know, when we used to go out now, like it is right here, we used to do two-a-days. In college, they didn't stop, man. So 3 o'clock in red shirt means you ain't playing either way. So it was a little depressing because you're walking out to the field, know you're going to about spend. You got the whole year, even through the games, and know you ain't going to play. And you walking out there about to go sweat like you are the devil's stepchild. And you go out there and do all of that. But until you die to that, nothing will happen. Sometimes you have to get yourself together to go back in and face stuff.
Amen.
Oh, come on now. Come on, girl. You. Oh, boy. Just pray for me. Because I don't know. Sometimes you just got to do it. These children running me, you know, you just got to do it. Because if you don't do it, you won't reconnect. Are you with me? You the man. You the woman for the job. Rise up out of your spirit. When God is your source, it's very easy to do these things. Are you with me? Let's stand to our feet.